Death. I think I must be in a theatre. Everything is in darkness. Slowly, the stage is illuminated, and I see that I am on it. The stage is like a movie set. On one side, I see torches, and toward the back, a huge balance or scale with two arms. I think that the ceiling, which is probably vaulted, must be very high because I can hardly see anything above me. I can make out walls of stone, some trees, and swamp-like terrain encircling the centre of the stage. Everything appears surrounded by thick jungle, and everywhere I see human figures moving furtively. Suddenly, two hooded figures take me by the arms. Then a grave voice asks, "Where do you come from?" I don't know what to answer, so I explain that I come from inside. "What is inside?" says the voice. I venture an answer. I live in the city, so being here in the country is outside. But for people who live in the country, the city is also outside. Since I live in the city, that is inside. That's why I say I come from inside, and now I'm outside. What utter nonsense. You have entered our domain, and therefore you come from outside. And this is not the country, but rather your insides. Didn't you think perhaps this was a theatre? And you have entered this theatre, which is, in turn, in your city. And the city where you live is outside the theatre. No, I respond, the theatre is part of the city where I live. Listen, insolent one, says the voice, let's put an end to this ridiculous discussion. To begin with, I tell you that you no longer live in the city. You used to live in the city, and therefore your inside and outside spaces are something from the past. Now you are in another space-time. In this dimension, things work differently. Immediately, an old man appears before me, carrying a receptacle in his right hand. He approaches me, extending his other hand right into me, as if my body were made of butter. First, he removes my liver and places it in the receptacle, and then he proceeds to do the same with my kidneys, stomach, and heart. Finally, in a very unprofessional manner, he removes everything else that he finds until the receptacle is overflowing. All the while that he does this, I feel nothing unusual. This strange character then turns around and, carrying my viscera over to the balance, deposits them on one of the large dishes, and the balance tilts downward until it comes to rest on the floor. I have the sensation that I'm in a butcher shop where they weigh the various cuts of meat as the customers look on. Indeed, a lady carrying a shopping bag tries to snatch my internal organs from the dish, but she is stopped by the old man, who shouts at her, "What's this? Who told you that you could take any of these cuts?" Then, the old man climbs up a short ladder until he reaches the empty dish at the opposite end of the balance, where he places the feather of an owl. The voice then addresses me in these words, "Now that you are dead, and you have descended to the threshold of the world of shadows, you will say to yourself, 'They are weighing my viscera,' and you will be correct. To weigh your viscera is to weigh your actions." The hooded characters, flanking me on either side, let go of my arms, and I begin to walk slowly, without any direction. The voice continues, "Your lower viscera are in the infernal fire. The keepers of the fire are always active, preventing those you desire from coming close. I realize that the voice is guiding my steps, and with each insinuating phrase, the scene changes. The voice says, first, you must pay the keepers. Then, enter the fire and remember all the suffering that you have caused others in the chain of love. Ask forgiveness from those you have mistreated and leave the fire only when you are reconciled. Then call by name all those you have wronged and beseech them to let you see their faces. If they agree, listen carefully for their advice, for it is as soft as a faraway breeze. Thank them sincerely and depart following the torch of your guide. Your guide will lead you through dark passageways until you reach a chamber where shadows await you. The shadows of all those toward whom you have been violent in the course of your existence. They, all of them, remain in the same suffering condition in which you one day left them. Ask them for forgiveness. Reconcile yourself and kiss them one by one before you leave. Follow your guide, who knows well how to lead you to the sites of your shipwrecks, to the places of things irreparably frozen. O world of great losses, in which smiles and enchantments and hopes are your burden and your failure, contemplate your long chain of failures, asking your guide to slowly illuminate all those illusions. Reconcile with yourself, forgive yourself, and smile. Then you will see how, from the horn of dreams, a wind arises that carries the dust of your illusory failures to nothingness. All at once, the whole scene changes, and I find myself somewhere else. I hear the voice say, even in the cold and dark forest, you must follow your guide. Birds of ill omen brush against your head. In the swamps, you're surrounded by treacherous snares. Have your guide lead you to the grotto. You can advance no farther unless you pay the price to the hostile forms who guard the entrance. If at last you are able to enter, ask your guide to illuminate to your left and to your right. Beseech your guide to bring his torch closer to the large marble bodies of all those you have not been able to forgive. Forgive them, one by one, and when your feelings are true, each of these statues will turn once again into human beings, who will smile at you, stretching out their arms toward you in a hymn of gratitude. Follow your guide out of the grotto and do not look back for any reason. Leave your guide and return here, where the actions of the dead are weighed. Now look at the dish on the balance where your actions are deposited and see how it rises and is lighter than a feather. I hear the sound of the balance moving as I see the dish that bears my viscera beginning to rise. The voice concludes, you have forgiven your past. You have achieved more than enough to think of going any further for now. Were your ambition to carry you further, it could happen that you might not return to the region of the living. You have gained too much already with the purification of your past. I say to you now, awake and leave this place. The lights on the stage slowly dim, and I begin to feel that I am again outside of that world and part of this one. But I also realize that in this world I keep the experiences of the other.